There are no such things as limits or obstacles, only opportunities. Step into the greatest version of yourself, because what you do matters. Shift your narrative. You're listening to Opportunity Makers, where entrepreneurs come to take their purpose-driven business to the next level. Here's your host, Jim Padilla.
Hey, world changers. Welcome back. So good to see you and have you here on another awesome episode for Gain the Edge and the Sales Team Ready podcast. And, you know, we're always focusing here on sales and scaling, making sure that you understand all the time that one of my favorite quotes, which is actually in this episode, nothing happens until a sale is made. And that's in your world too. And it's funny because that's in every area of life and it's in every business industry. And we're talking today about filmmaking with our amazing guest who's been a client in our world for a long time and somebody who is sold out to making sure that your story is being told in the world to as many people as possible and as effectively as possible. And she focuses on helping films, documentary filmmakers get funded and distributed, because without it, you're not a filmmaker. You're just a hobbyist, right? It's not a film unless it's fundable and distributable. And that's what she specializes in. So I think you're going to learn a lot about who she is, about how she shows up, how with the ways that she shares her messaging with people and inspiring people to become more. You're going to see a lot of familiarities in how we inspire you the same way and do all that we can to make sure that you are being financially responsible and doing everything you can to raise money, to generate funds, to be able to grow your mission, your vision, and your purpose. So Joanne Butcher, who I'm bringing to you now, somebody who's very near and dear to our hearts. She's been in our world for a very long time, someone we care about greatly, and I'm very proud of for all the work she has done. Her current clients have 108 feature films in various stages of development, from script to distribution, in the documentary and in fiction, with 16 features and a series in distribution. Her specialty is helping filmmakers raise the funds and get their projects made and distributed globally. She is in the know. She's connected. She knows what's going on. She is the person that you want to hear. Plus, you love her accent and her stories. And I present to you now Joanne Butcher from the Filmmaker Success Academy. This is her jam. Filmmaker Success, and she's got a lot of resources and information for you. Please take advantage of it and let me know your thoughts. Okay, and then please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Let me know what else you want to hear from in these podcasts. How can we help you get really clear about sales and getting really connected in the game of scaling so that you can bring more of you to more people for less and make more? We'll talk to you soon. All right, welcome back. Sales Team Ready people, all you world changers and amazing people. You just heard the formal and official introduction of Joanne per the bio, but now here she is in the flesh. And so Joanne, why don't you tell them briefly what's your version of this? How did you get to be here? Why are you in this conversation? Why are you relevant?
Well, I had worked with filmmakers. I ran a cinema, I ran a film school. And over time, I felt as though I needed to put that behind me. And I left that world and went into capital campaign, which is a particular type of fundraising where you build buildings. So I became a fundraiser. I specialized in capital campaigns. I raised millions of dollars. And part of my story is that I became very ill and I became too sick to work. And over the years that I was ill and I would lie in bed and I would sort of, I would talk to God and I would say, God, I'm sure that there's a lesson in this. And, if you want to just tell me what the lesson is, I'm ready. I'll do whatever that is, just tell me what to do and I'll do it, And over those 7 years, there were two or three times when I actually got an answer from God, and God said, you're supposed to be working with filmmakers. And I literally said, oh, not that. No, I can't do that. I've done that before and it didn't work out and I can't do that. And I truly believe this now. When I look back on it, I truly believe that I was told what to do and I was too scared to do it. And I was sure that I couldn't support myself and all of that. But eventually I decided that I could do it. And I did that with the help of my business coaches, my first business coaches, whom you introduced me to. And I started to do the work that I believe I was put on the planet to do. And I help filmmakers with all of the business side of filmmaking, which they are 100% convinced that they cannot do. Turns out they actually do it very well. But I work with filmmakers. I help them raise money. I help them with distribution. I help them earn money from their talent and creativity. And I really needed support to help me believe that I could actually do that and actually earn a living doing that.
Wow. Yeah, that's always an interesting thing, right? We go to God with in our desperation, and then he gives us something and we say, oh yeah, anything but that. And he's like, that's not how this works, lady. Very, yeah, I think we've all got our own version of that experience. Interesting. Yeah.
And so basically, when I work with my clients, they're often stuck in a certain way. They're stuck like I was stuck, you know. They have this vision and they have this goal and they have this desire to do what they are truly inspired to do, but they're stuck and they often don't believe that they can do it, or they've been told that they can't do it. And probably, you know, most of my clients, I don't get the people who are very ego driven and want to be in Hollywood and want to be rich. I get people who have a problem believing in themselves. And so I help them believe in themselves through money. So they get to be successful by realizing, oh, I can raise money. Oh, I can actually get a film made. Oh, I can get a film distribution. And that is what gets them going. So they're, right, in a way, I'm similar to my clients, or I was in the past similar to where my clients are now.
Yeah. Age old thought process around that. It's like, we all are, we're all trying to heal ourselves by healing the people who are like us. It's we've been there. So now we help them be there. So, you know, let's tighten this piece up, because you know, Joanne is somebody who, you know, her emphasis is, you know, there's a lot of people who are playing in the film world, and she's comes along and says, no, if you don't have a fund, that's a movie that's fundable and distributable, you don't have a film. You've got a hobby, you've got a toy, you've got something you're messing with, right? And that's something that she's, you know, been very confident about and landed on, you know, in our world, for the last couple of years. So it's been awesome to see put those kind of results up. And so let's talk about where you were before, you know, before you came into the Gain the Edge world with Jim and Cindy. But you've been on this mission, and you know, but how, what was the consistency like? Where were you? What kind of results were you getting?
Well, I would go back a little further, because many years ago, you and I had a conversation, and it was at somebody else's event. And you said to me, when you are working on closing sales with your clients, do you know that you can consistently close sales? And I said, absolutely not. Right. I said, absolutely not. And so before I started working with you, my goal had been to close $10,000 in sales a month. And part of it was to do with my illness and sort of being a bit slow in the process. But I had eventually, you know, had my first 10K month and then started to have more regular 10K months. So then I came into working with you in a program. I had been wanting to work with you for a long time. And I came into starting working up in a program with you. And that week, we had a call Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I couldn't make any of them because I already had my schedule set, you know. And then something I was able to change. So I got to the call on Wednesday. And I think that day I closed a sale. And then I closed a sale that week, and I ended up having my best week ever. And then that month ended up turning into my best month ever, which at that time it was $24,000 that I closed.
Right.
And I just couldn't.
It was awesome. She, you know, I mean, Joanne came to it and she was concerned about how do I get to 10K months consistently. And in the first week that she was rolling, she had a $12,000 week, which became a $24,000 month, which then was followed up by a $16,000 month and then a $20,000 month. And just all of a sudden, we said, let's start moving the needle here and start having $20,000 targeted goals. But my mission was that 10,000, instead of being the goal, that was the floor. That was your must have every month. And so that's where it started. And how was that transformation for you? What was that like?
When that month, that $24,000 month, which was not something I had ever imagined before, you know, and you said, well, let's have you start having your goal be $20,000 months. And I was like, oh, okay. No, and I feel as though often when I'm working with you, I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. But really, I don't get it. You know, it doesn't sort of sink in, you know, and I think it took several months for it to sink in. And the way it sank in for me was I said, wait a minute, but if I have $20,000 months, then I have a $240,000 a year business. You know, and that was when it sank in. And I was like, oh, no, that's the kind of business that I want to have. And I still haven't made $250,000, but it just said to me, oh, wait, that's really what I want to do. And so having that as my goal has been really, really amazing. And I have in the past, I had a month where I closed $90,000 in sales in 1 month. And that was really amazing. So it showed, so again, if I could do math, you know, that's $1 million business, you know, right. $90,000 a month is $1 million business. So I'm, you know, then I've had a very, very, very disrupted year. And I had a lot of things happen that were very, very difficult. And one day I was talking to one of your coaches who didn't know about everything that had happened. And he said to me, well, you know, it's really a miracle that you still have a business. And I've told this story to a couple of people and they don't like it. They don't like it. Somebody said that to me, but I really appreciated that because I hadn't seen it that way. I hadn't seen the fact that I was still going, the fact that I was still moving forward, the fact that I still had a really good business going. That given all the disruption and literal trauma that happened in the last year and a half, that an alternative could have been that I didn't have a business. But right. I was working with you. I had constant support, constantly, you know, getting back on track, even when I kept being buffeted around by life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so interesting, you know, because I remember all of that, you know, that the circumstance. And, you know, it would have been great if there was just awesome momentum that kept going and you're building and then you're doing 250 and then you're doing $90,000 months and all of this. And that would have been desirable for all of us, for you. And but often we just look at sometimes like the bank account or what's the end result. And we don't realize that if I wasn't making the efforts to get where I was, then like Jason said, you could have been out of business. And so even though you didn't get the outcomes that you want, the true miracle in this was that because you were still in the game, in the conversation, still moving, still overcoming all of those obstacles, you were still in business and you were still pulling in clients. You weren't having the kind of months that you would have liked, but because you were in action towards achieving the goals, and had the right support and structure that you were able to at least stay positive moving forward. And like you said, overcoming all of these different challenges that were coming your way. And we often forget that. We think, oh, I didn't make the goal, therefore it didn't work. It's like, no, not at all. It's like, man, just think where you would have been if you didn't have all that support, you know?
And to what you said before about having the 10K floor now, there have in the last 18 months, there have maybe in 1 or 2 months that I didn't make that 10K. And I'm not sure that that's even true. I think maybe not 10K in new sales.
Right.
I don't think I've really probably had a month where I didn't have, you know, 10K come in at all. And then, you know, very recently, I was going through this very, very difficult dry spell. And, you know, all kinds of things were going on. I had COVID, I had surgery, I had, you know, all kinds of things were going on. And I had this very difficult dry spell. And a very interesting thing happened a few weeks ago. So since I started working with you, I've been teaching a class once a month. And then every quarter, I have a two-day class. So it was coming up, it was the week of my two-day class, and I noticed that I only had two people signed up. So I had my staff meeting, and I said, you know, I'm going to cancel if I don't have 10 people in my class. But I kept hearing your voice. I kept hearing your voice in my head, and I was like, this doesn't sound right. But anyway, that's what I told them. I said, I'm not doing it if I have less than 10 people. And said, all hands on deck. And he said, yes. So it came to the Thursday that I was teaching the class. I think I had 13 people in the class. And I had been through this long dry spell, very few clients, very few new clients, very little money. And at the end of that two-day class, which I did not cancel, and if I had canceled, that would have been a first because I don't do that. You know, that's what I was saying. At the end of that two-day class, I told my assistant, you know, I said, can you cut me 5 or 10 minutes from the end of that class? Because that is the person I am, and that is the person I want to be. I mean, I was filled with enthusiasm, and I've been talking about this a lot recently. Many years ago, somebody told me enthusiasm comes from the Greek. It has theos in the middle. So it has God in the middle of the word. So enthusiasm means to be filled with God. And the person that I saw on my own Zoom was an enthusiastic, filled with God person. And I told her, I said, I want to have that 5 or 10 minutes because I don't care how much money I have or don't have in the bank. That's who I am. That's who I want to be. And what happened was when I looked to see what my other contractors had done when I had requested all hands on deck, they hadn't done anything. And I let them go. And so it was partly that I was low on cash, partly it was because it wasn't the right energy. So I now have one assistant and one intern. And since that moment, I have closed every single sales call except for one. And I have a follow-up with her, and I'm pretty sure she's going to say close. It's something like six clients out of 7 calls. That's not my close rate, is all I can say. That is not my close rate. And then another thing is all my clients. The majority of my clients are making their first feature film, possibly their second, possibly their third. And I have one client who is way past that, way beyond that. We've raised a couple of $1 million over the last few years. We just put in a grant for $3.5 million for a film. He's very, very advanced. He's well known in the field, blah, blah, blah. But I met him socially. I didn't meet him through my marketing. My marketing speaks really to more people who are getting started. But I've always wanted another client like him. And out of that class that I nearly canceled, I have a client who is even more advanced than him. And she's making a very important film right now. It's about this fabulous kind of hippie chick, woman in her 60s. You know, she's got purple hair and she's got little glasses, and she's a public defender. And she's very left-wing, and she's defending January 6th rioters. And so the film is about these conversations between these people who apparently have nothing in common and yet are working together very, very closely. And I just am very, very interested in that kind of thing. Anyway, but that's the film she's working on. So out of the class that I almost canceled, I got my super ideal client.
Right. And, you know, it's been such a, it's been a great journey to be able to be alongside you in these last, you know, several years watching this whole process go and just being able to be there to cheer you on and encourage you and challenge you and all of that. And, you know, it just, you just described a piece that, you know, everybody, I want y'all to take away from this is, you know, you recognize in yourself that there was a higher level. There was a higher version of Joanne that needed to show up. And, you know, it, in our world, it comes through the mechanism of sales. It's like you, when, you know, if you're, you can't actually change the life of the people that you're serving if they don't buy from you, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to be able to convert them. And you, we convert them by being the highest, best version of ourselves that they can see themselves in. They see either somebody they want to be or somebody that they want to be part of. And so it draws them in. And that's, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you're attracting people who previously you felt were beneath, you were beneath them. Like you weren't worthy of, you know, of their trust and support. And, but you know that to be not true. And you're living a different life now. And so what other opportunities are coming up? I mean, what's the end game for you on this? I mean, how do you see the impact that you're making with all of these other people that you get to hold as a banner of, you know, a merit badge of sorts, right? You say, look at what I helped create.
Yes. Well, the thing that's so significant for filmmakers is that they have international distribution. And I also am going through a process of sort of trying to create a larger vision for myself, for my business and for myself. And I wrote some things down. And last week I had a conversation with an investor in the Caribbean, the investing in film. And I put together a meeting with one of my clients who's Puerto Rican. And I think it's all going to work out. And if that works out, it'll be the first film this investor has invested in. I just got an email from one of my former clients inviting me to start teaching at a university. That's one of my goals, is to be teaching what I teach at film schools, because they don't teach raising money in film school, and they need to, but you know, they don't know that. And so that was a big deal. And then, you know, getting this very, very advanced client who I know that I can help was great. So there are other things that I am working on. And it's always, you know, how can I improve the possibilities for my clients, you know? And so if I just did a big thing connecting them with a casting agent. I just did a big thing with connecting all my Caribbean clients to this investor. I just did something where I put together a sales agent with an international sales agent. And, you know, so it feels as though my investing my time in visioning, which, you know, you always told me to do, is really paying off. You know, it's really, really paying.
Right. Yeah. Well, you're doing so much. I mean, you have such an ability to impact the world. I mean, films alone are such a big mechanism for moving people. Right. I mean, that's how we move humanity. And you have the ability to get more people seen because you have distribution channels and fundability. Without those two, those films don't get seen. No. Right. So you're playing a massively instrumental part in this world that you should be very, very proud of. And, you know, and I know you wear that humbly and, you know, but, you know, stand tall on that. Say, cause you are, you know, without you, they don't get it. It doesn't get funded. It doesn't get distributed.
And to me, you know, storytelling is a life and death issue. As far as I'm concerned, you know, being able to tell our stories is something to do with health. And, you know, so I have clients making important movies, but I have clients making horror films, you know. I was reading the script of one of my latest clients and I was laughing at the funny things in the beginning. Everybody's going to die by the end. But, you know, those stories are great, too. And but without the pieces of the business, without, as you were just saying, the distribution, without being able to find the money, filmmakers are stuck. And then what happens is you end up with a situation which has been, you know, the case for forever, which is where the only people who get to make films are people who have rich parents. And that's not getting to tell all the stories,
right?
You know, by any means. So there are many, many, many stories to be told. And so when I can lift people, you know, when I was very young, my father, my sister, and I went swimming in Trinidad, and it can be very dangerous there. And we all nearly died. We all nearly drowned. And my father tried to push me on a wave, and I went down. And he tried to push me again, and I went down. And he turned and he got my sister, my younger sister, and pushed her on a wave, and she went in. And he came back for me the third time, pushed me on a wave, and I went, and we were all saved, but we could all have died. And I feel sometimes as though that's what I do as a coach. I give my clients a push onto the wave, and that wave will carry them where they want to go. But everybody needs a push.
That's a great visual. You've never shared that. I've never heard that from you before. That's cool. And that is, it's easy to grab, right? Because do you need that pusher, don't you? You know, if you're a filmmaker, how do you define a filmmaker? Is it somebody who's got a film inside of them, or is it somebody who is designing to bring it out of them?
I work with people who've never made a film, never been on a set, don't know the first thing. And one of my clients is the director of a film school. Okay. So but what I'm doing is I'm shifting their attention over to the money. So let's raise the money. Let's not be so concerned with, is my film good enough? Is my script good enough? Which is where they're all obsessed, you know? Let's shift the focus over to the money. Let's raise some money and let's make a movie. And then with the people who don't have experience, we hire the professionals, we hire the experience. And with the people who have a lot of experience, they don't need so much of that help from me, but even they do, because often they're not setting their sights as high as I want them to set their sights. So they'll often say to me, oh, you know, I've been working for years with my best friend and he's the DP and we've made all these shorts together. And that may not be the right person to get to the level where you're operating in a professional industry that has a very high bar of excellence.
Right.
So I do help even with my most experienced clients. There are things that I'm teaching them, which is basically a methodology to take this much money and get this much on the screen, you know, and they don't necessarily know all of those parts of the methodology. And film is also very, very relationship based. So I'm helping them increase their connections and their community and increase and up level their professional relationships as well.
Yeah, you mentioned something a minute ago too, that, you know, I think I want to highlight, because I think not enough people think about this, is we get caught up wanting to work with the same people for a long time. And it's because we have relationships and we have gratitude and it makes sense. But there's also a reality that certain people are only designed to get you so far. They're only designed to get you on a certain part of the journey. And then it's somebody else's turn to help take to the next level of the journey. It's very few people that can go with you through multiple stages of your growth journey. And so it's never a bad thing to be able to say, hey, you know what? I'm ready to take on something else now. And because you have the ability to take people from where they are to where they want to go. Maybe when they want to do a $1 billion movie hit, maybe they graduate from you, you know, or to the next thing, because you now can connect them to the next person, that leg of the journey. But you are instrumental in helping them see that what they have is worth putting some value in, because there's a lot of people waiting to see it and get the value from it that they need.
Yeah, and they're usually filmmakers are so focused on the creative. And I always say the creative is like, oh, we're back to the ocean. I'm back to the drowning in the ocean again. But I always say it's like an ocean. And they're just drowning in this creativity. And it's not until they have the more masculine side of, you know, business, sales, deadlines, all of the contracts, you know, all of these exciting things that they would rather not think about, but that's what's going to actually have that creativity become manifested in the world. And that they're usually stuck over here, and I'm helping them navigate this side that's foreign to them.
That's great. So what would you say? We got a lot of entrepreneurs who listen to the show. I don't know if they're, what percentage of them are filmmakers or budding filmmakers, but there's also a lot of people that can contribute to a film without being an artist or being an actor or anything like that. So what would you say to encourage people listening to be able to support the film industry or take advantage of that dream that they've got?
Well, I think that's great. A lot of times when my clients are looking for donors, they find people who enjoy learning the process, seeing somebody go through the process of making a film. That's really fun for people. So there's that side. For people who want to learn about investing in film, that's where my clients really shine, because they can really show investors how to get involved in film. And there are people who will invest in a film, and that will lead them to a career producing films. And then the other thing that I would say for all entrepreneurs is that whatever the message is that you want to get out there, there is no better way than using film to get that message out. For example, I have a client now, and she's making a film about, she teaches entrepreneurism in high schools. And now she's going to take those learnings and teach them to businesses, and she's focusing on Black businesses. So she's getting that message out through film. So for entrepreneurs, I always say, really think about the possibility of making a film to get your message out there.
So yes, take action, pursue it and see what it's like, because there's a way for you to be purposeful. One of Joanne's other clients has worked with us as well in our world for a while. And he creates films that change lives and change the world. And he's, what we're constantly focusing on him to share is the ability for people to contribute and be part of something bigger, because I'm not going to make a film necessarily. Actually, that's not true. We will, but we're working on one. But for the most part, I'm not a film creator. I'm not a producer. The greatest way for me to be able to be part of a movement or a cause is to contribute to one. And so I have more ability to do that than I do to make a film. And then it gives me the opportunity to be part of a legacy, because your film is changing the world and it is going to live on. And if I contributed to that film in some way by donating some funds or resources or something, then now I get to say, look at what I contributed to, look what I was a part of. And so it gives you a great way to be connected to impact and legacy in ways you hadn't thought of.
Impact is huge. And I have clients doing so many different things. I have several clients making faith-based films, Christian films. I have clients making social issue films. As I said, I have clients making horror films, thrillers, romance, whatever. And so there's always something that people are going to get excited about when it comes to films. And yeah, we would welcome everybody's support. And it's super fun to get involved in the film world.
Yes. And we have a lot of resources. There's all of Joanne's contact information in the show notes. So please reach out to her and find out. Do you have any resources to share that would help somebody determine how could they, are they ready to contribute to a film or take one on? Do you have anything for them to take advantage of?
I do. I hope I shared with the link with you. If not, I will afterwards. But so I have a gift that I give away that really goes through the 7-step process that I use as my methodology to take somebody from concept to distribution. And it's a lot of business. It's a lot of money stuff. And so I'd love to share that with people, especially people who would never in a million years think about making a film, because everybody has their favorite causes, and there are films out there that they can either make themselves or support other people making. So yeah, I would love to share that with everybody.
Excellent. And so that'll be in the show notes as well. So make sure that you guys are taking advantage of that. And what I want to make sure everybody walks away with here and understands is nothing in the world happens until somebody makes a sale. And that's same thing in the film industry. It's like, you got to sell somebody on the idea, on wanting to do it, on moving forward, on doing, on investing in quality enough work that it'll actually get funded and distributed. The film itself is a sale. The message is coming to you through the screen saying, believe in what I'm sharing, buy into this movement, buy into this opportunity, or be scared, whatever it is they're trying to sell. It's all a sales job. That's you, nothing's going to happen in your life or anybody else's until a sale is made. And so you want to make sure that you're getting that kind of support so that you're always focusing on taking the responsibility to know how to set up a conversion, how to move people to a place of wanting and needing something, and then being able to take action on it. Joanne has done a great job of that for a long time. She's become quite a pro in that area. And this is what we do all day long around here. So if you have any questions around that, please reach out. There's resources in there that you can reach out. Let us know what's going on. So Joanne, any last thoughts, words for the Sales Team Ready audience?
Yes, I want to thank you, Jim. You have been such an amazing mentor for me, and I would really invite anybody to listen to you more, work with you. But one of the things I would say about being an entrepreneur is that the dips, you know, I really think that we need support through those hard times. And so I have very deliberately put myself in position to make sure I'm getting support, because those valleys are going to happen. And I think that when I came through this one, I think the first moment that I started to come out of it was when I said, oh, wait a minute, I've been through this before. I've been through places before where I was struggling to close sales and I couldn't tell you exactly what I did then or this time, but I know it happened before. I know I made it through before. But having support to keep going, because without that support, I would have given up years ago.
Right.
I wouldn't have got through this, you know, 3 or 4 month dry spell that I had, you know, without support. So that's what I recommend.
Amen to that. And get the best kind of support that you can get your hands on. I highly recommend. So thank you, as always, for just doing the work that you do in the world and being here and trusting us to be part of your journey and leading you there. And everybody, go change some lives. What you do matters, and you deserve to be paid well for it. So do the things necessary to ensure that happens, right? Been a great episode, been awesome to be able to see you, and we'll see you on the next one.
Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of Opportunity Makers. If you've heard something that connected with you, please share this episode with a friend or colleague. And don't forget to go to Apple to leave a review. Head on over to GainTheEdgeNow.com to connect with Jim and his team. And remember, there's no such thing as limits or obstacles, only opportunities.